ITT Village, Enterprise Sod Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:16. Looking for callers. Again, 918-336-1400 for Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
Exciting Cardinals baseball will continue at spring training. Be one of the first fans to catch the team in 2022. Cardinals Vacations makes it easy to get to warm, sunny Florida by being your one-stop shop for spring training travel. You'll receive hotel accommodations, great game tickets, and much more. Make your plans today. Call Cardinals Vacations at 800-892-7687 or online at cardinals.com/vacations.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time is 9:18. Our phone number, 918-336-1400. What we're all about, Consumer Calls, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in our surrounding areas and in Bartlesville as well. What we won't talk about is business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And it's time now to check in with Alan Crone about our weather.
A strong cold front rolls across the area over the next couple of hours, and the winds will change direction out of the north at 20 to 40 miles per hour. Clouds will start to thicken up. Slight chance for shower, maybe one or two small areas of mist or drizzle. And then the temperatures will drop. So it's pretty mild early now, but later today, upper 40s, lower 50s. Outdoor activities tonight will be in the 40s. Tomorrow morning, we start near 30. And then sunshine tomorrow, highs in the lower to mid-50s. So chilly weather returning. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's cloudy conditions out that will continue all day, off and on. Wind gusting around 24 miles per hour. Looking for a high of 69. Right now, it's 56, so we don't have too much farther to climb. And looking for that low of 39. Now, that's today. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 56 with a low of 26. And then Friday, a high of 58 and partly sunny skies with a low of 26. That's the way it is. Anyway, our time now is almost 9:20, and I'll say good morning. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I got a Samsung front load washer on pedestal for sale. It's in excellent condition for $250, and I got a small chest freezer for sale for $100. My number is 918-332-6166.
All right, so you have a Samsung front loader washing machine for sale for $250 and a small chest type freezer for sale. And I'm sorry, you were asking what, $100 for that?
Yeah, $100.
Okay. And the number to call, 918-332-6166.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right. Our time now is 9:20 and a half. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then we'll do our Doggone Report shortly after. I'll be back in about 4 minutes with more of Consumer Calls.
Another mixed day. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. The week started with the U.S. benchmark crude rising and the global benchmark falling. Well, Tuesday saw a role reversal as U.S. traders backed off, still worried about what the White House will do to try and bring down prices at the pump, and reacting to the International Energy Agency report out Tuesday that said global production should be enough to ease current tight supplies, and global supplies might even go into an oversupply mode by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the Energy Information Administration's acting administrator added fuel for those who think the chances of a large-scale release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve are dropping, telling a Senate committee that the call for such a release is ill-advised and won't solve the problem. The NYMEX December crude contract fell almost 0.2% on Tuesday, ending at $80.76 a barrel, while the global benchmark Brent rose 0.5% to $82.43 a barrel. The closely watched EIA weekly report on U.S. crude and fuel inventories comes out today. Natural gas, which saw a big loss last week but started on the comeback trail Monday, continued rising on Tuesday, with the NYMEX December natural gas contract up another 3.2% to $5.17 a million BTUs, as traders reacted to news Germany has suspended the certification process for a pipeline that would carry natural gas from Russia to Germany. Solar energy is still in its infancy in the U.S., accounting for about 3% of U.S. electrical generation in 2020, and even less than that in Oklahoma. But that will change, according to the latest Energy Information Administration report. It is now predicting that will grow to 20% of electric generation over the next 30 years. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, Sharon. This is J.N. Custer with the Copan Senior Citizens.
Hi.
And we're going to serve Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow to our members, starting at 11:30 at the Copan Senior Center on East Weldon Street tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And that is, again, at the Senior Citizen, Copan Senior Citizen area. Complex tomorrow at 11:30, Thanksgiving dinner for people. And is there an informational number?
Yes, 918-532-5492.
All right, 918-532-5492. And that's in regards to that's information for, more on the Thanksgiving
right, our
dinner.
Senior, our senior citizens that are part, you know, are in our organization, 55 and older, are welcome to come and share the meal with us.
All right. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And if I don't talk to you then, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We appreciate that. With that, I'll be right back.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesboroRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
Technology is everywhere. How do you work with it? How do you get the most of it? Tune in Saturday mornings at 7:30 for Tech Talk on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 and 95.1 for all the latest news and free advice with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics and Charles Ball of IT Village. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, IT Village, and NBR Electronics on K1, the one you trust.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for a Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then highlight the Doggone Report link. Click on it. It'll open up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. Give us as much information as you can possibly. And at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you like. And then once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to and then send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me. That's Sharon, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. Well, we have a lost female gray and white Shih Tzu mix on 12th and Johnstone. Call Karen, 918-914-0919. Actually, it's a found little dog, and she is wearing a collar. She is blind in one eye. Bella is a lost female dog, brown with white markings, a pit bull, lost in the country on 4020 County Road and 2650 in Oglesby, and she's 6 years old, spayed, and we need to get her back home to Bob, 918-693-8922. Finn is a lost male black and white tuxedo cat, lost in the area of Southeast Elmhurst on State and Kentucky Street, by State and Kentucky Street. He's 3 to 4 years old, he's neutered, and we need to get him back home. He is wearing a collar. And call Savannah, 918-766-2259. And that is our Doggone Report for today. Out of time to take any more calls today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Have a beautiful day.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
You know, what happened on the honeymoon once we became intimate, it was very clear that something was not right.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Rosie McKinney shares that